Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
And you're back in the room.
That feels better, actually. It feels super official.
Georgia Parker, you can introduce yourself once more. Why are you in here?
Why am I here?
Whoa, okay. We're changing things up.
I am here to talk about Tatarangi Festival of Music, of
Perfect.
Which I'm the current chairperson.
It's a powerful lineup this year.
I just love to talk about it.
Good.
Because it's great.
Yeah.
A powerful lineup. That is wording that I would use.
And you're giving some stuff away as well. There's some free gigs in there, and it's quite radical, really.
Yeah.
Well, SJD is performing for free Friday night, which is Friday the 29th of March, with Bluefish and Mahara Marimba.
Marimba.
They are cool. I think that they've been a part of the festival like almost every year, like since its inception, which I was thinking about it this morning. I think it must be about 15 years.
Wow.
I remember going as a young person. I'm old now. I'm 26.
That's a good innings.
Yeah. But yeah, no, they're very fun. And SJD obviously is like, he's amazing.
He's iconic, I guess, now. He's one of the legends of New Zealand music.
Yeah, he is.
I reckon you can chuck that around. That's fair. Totally fair.
Oh, he is. Well, he's been playing with Marlon Williams as a part of his like legendary lineup. It's like him, Delaney Davidson. Those are the two I know. I was pretending like I knew heaps of stuff, but I only knew two, and then I felt like I couldn't back it up.
You actually only need to know about
the
songs
need,
that you brought in to play. That's the most important thing. Should we slip into a tune to kick things off?
Let's do it.
Should we go from the top down? I've got Chawa here.
Oh,
is
my
that
gosh.
What you want to start with?
Okay, this song is a mighty song.
Okay, we are starting with this, I think.
Chawa is actually playing on Thursday the 28th of March.
I did the playlist from it's a timeline.
Perfect.
Okay.
So it starts on Friday on the Thursday night.
You know it's going to be a powerful song when the band names a song after the band.
Yeah.
It's like that's the brand song. So let's hear it.
Thank you.
Chawa with Chawa.
Mighty, eh?
When are Chawa playing? Everyone, anyone?
Thursday the 28th of March at the Titirangi Memorial Hall. Tickets from Eventbrite. Now, Georgia Parker, tell us a little bit more about the Titirangi Festival of Music. Just in general. Like maybe some history
Yeah, absolutely. So the founder, David Parker, same surname as me, great surname.
No,
he's my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
is funny, actually. I was thinking about that today and I was like, I wonder how I got into events, because I'm actually trained as a counsellor. Yeah. And I was like, I wonder how I got into events. And I was like, it's probably actually dad. And actually, like, because then it just so happens that I then got involved heavily in the festival a couple of years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was he forcing you to work unpaid for a while?
I remember handing out
Perfect dad.
When
yes.
things weren't so much social media, when things are all brochures, I remember being in my Glen Eden Intermediate School uniform handing out brochures in the village, yeah. But he had a dream one night that there was like a music festival in Titirangi.
And then like Kevin Costner or like Field of Dreams dream?
Like what do you what?
Do you know this movie?
Nah.
Carry on. You just carry on.
I thought Kevin saw a ghost. I thought he saw a ghost.
He heard a voice and it was like, build it and they will come. And so he mowed down a field of corn and made a baseball field and heaps of ghosts came out.
Yeah,
and the moral
that's
of the story
happened.
Is, fucking just do it, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
That's the moral of the story.
My dad's in Titirangi somewhere with his head in his
going,
hands.
Yes!
And like,
yes, that's exactly what happened. I love Kevin Costner.
In Georgia. Yeah, so he had a dream that there should be a music festival in Titirangi. So we made it happen, and it's still going.
That's
and
great.
It's just like we've had lots of different kind of inceptions of it. We've had it over 3 weeks. We've had it over like 1 week where we have an event every night. We've had it over 3 weekends. And then it's really developed the last couple of years into just having a really strong 3 days. Mm. And over those 3 days, we have a selection of different shows. So, for instance, the band that we just listened to, Chawa, they're from New Orleans. They're a Mardi Gras kind of funk band. So they're something totally different that we're bringing into Titirangi to share with the community. And then we have a bunch of other acts that are West Auckland based. And that's really what it's about. It's about supporting local West Auckland musicians in the community and just doing something really cool where we can like celebrate this beautiful little space that we have, because Titirangi is like nowhere else, you know.
It's dope. I've lived out there for a little bit. It's very fantastic.
It's such a beautiful place. Mm. Yeah, I feel like my parents' place out there, the park, we call it the park pad. Mm-hmm. It's like whenever I go out there, I feel like I'm on holiday. It's just like there's just something so chilled out about being in Titirangi. It's such a special place. So
100%.
Yeah, so that's kind of I guess the history. So it's just this festival that started a little while ago, I guess like 15, 16 years ago, and it's just kind of keeping on, keeping on. And people come back every year. You see the same people, and people love it. It's
so
great.
So the rest of these artists are all going to be sort of local Westies then?
Yeah.
From here on out?
Yeah.
SJD is a Westie.
Don't question it, John. It's in the list.
He's Westie, isn't he? Yes.
Very much so. It's heavy nods in the studio.
There's lots of nods happening. That's a strong indication that it's a yes.
Should we slip into Superman You're Crying? It's a beaut tune.
It's a beautiful. I remember the first time I heard this song, and he was going to be playing at the Titirangi Festival. It would have been maybe 2008 or 2009. And I remember hearing the song and being like, what is this? And just listening to it on repeat, and it's like maintained a solid tune for me all that time.
Without you for a while.
we'll be alright without you. The world goes on without you. The world revolves.
It's SJD with Superman, You're Crying. Now, we have a selection here. Old Mate Skeela, we've had them on the 95BFM. I think we've had them in studio.
Twice.
And down at Alan Melville Centre.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Is it Neo Soul? I think so.
Is that what they...
I don't know. That's what I'm
just
calling
call
it.
It jazzy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
okay, cool.
That's what I'd go with. It's got a scat.
Jazz.
Well, they're your picks, Georgia, so you call them whatever you damn
such
well please.
Yeah, I've listened to this already like four times today.
Oh, this is an absolute banger. This is Bluffin' by Skeela.
Just bluffin' with you. I just bluffin' with you. Don't wanna show my head, nah, nah. I ain't in it to lose. Cause if I lose, yeah, I lose you. I, yeah, I'm just bluffing with you. I, just bluffing with you. Don't wanna show my head, nah, nah. I ain't in it to lose. Cause if I lose, yeah, I lose you.
If they tryna own me, I'll be running to kill straight to my next meal. That every girl I got, I said, it ain't that I don't feel for you, but I don't trust you now with that power if you need. So I keep them guys, I smoke up and fuck you good, make you howl to the moon. I got too deep in the woods of abyss, got you in the mood, that's it, and that's how I do. If you got a problem with that, I suggest you get the fuck out of my gap and go home, boy.
Thank you.
from. You, 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 boy. You, 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 boy. If you only knew what I hide away from. You, 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 boy. You, 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 boy. I bet you wouldn't want me like you. Do, 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 boy. Do, 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 boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say, I'm just bluffing with you. I just bluffing with you. Don't wanna show my hand, nah, nah. I ain't in it to lose. Cause if I lose, yeah, I lose you.
Skeela, as chosen by Georgia Parker, repping the Titirangi Festival. We're just saying quite a powerful lineup, of course, including Skeela, and a lot of it is free as well. We're just giving it away to the neighbourhood there. Beautiful little West neighbourhood.
Worth mentioning, though, you're doing some fundraising for Christchurch, some yoga.
We are. We have just announced today a little part of the festival which we have added, which is yoga for Ototahi, which is the Christchurch. So it's going to be 40 minutes of gentle yoga that starts at 10:30 on Saturday the 30th, and all of the proceeds for that is going to be sent down to actually all of the, not all the proceeds, all the funds. Everybody who is part of it is volunteering.
How long is a decent yoga set normally? I don't 40, yoga enough. 40, not in groups
40 minutes,
anyway.
I think, sounds...
That's a long time.
That sounds
that's
a good to me.
Decent yoga. John, you know all about yoga.
I've never done yoga in my life.
Damn it. You're wrong, John.
I've done some yoga, but a lot of the yoga I spend... You know child's pose?
Yes.
Yeah, I spent a lot of the yoga doing that. So I might just go along and have a
one little... solid pose.
Do a sleep and just lie on the floor. Have some, like, delicious... There's going to be some, like, beverages and little snacks that you can get in on.
Coconut water.
Coconut water. I don't know if they will be coconut water, but you could bring some.
Got to be good for yoga, actually. You know, get along and support Christchurch Brothers and Sisters. Of pretty gnarly time at the moment, obviously. Now, speaking of gnarly, though, Georgia, were saying the Titirangi Festival likes to big up young artists.
Totally. It's been a huge part of the festival over the years. I remember going and seeing the Electric Confectioners when they had just come out.
That band was great.
Yeah.
What happened to them? They were a great little band, actually.
They were great. Did you know,
they used to shred.
Fun fact, they won Smoke Free Rock Quest. That was just a little fun fact for you. Just a little bit of cross promotion.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But them and this band called Tie My Shoe and Clap Clap Riot, who I think Tristan was here last week, wasn't he?
Yeah. They're on the 10-year lap now.
I love them. Their song, Faith, it's one of my all-time favourite tracks.
Right on.
But yeah, so that's just a little memory for you. But they, that's always been a big part of the festival, is supporting the local up-and-coming acts coming out of West Auckland. One of which, who I have put on my playlist for today, is Bad Dog.
Bad Dog.
I brought them in.
Who doesn't scream Bad Dog from time to time?
Bad Dog!
Just like that.
That was good. That was really good.
I brought them
in to do Fancy New Band about 6 months ago. It was so cool. They are just so awesome, and I'm a big fan of them. And they're going to be playing as a part of one of the free, on the School's Out stage, which is a hilarious and appropriate name, on Saturday
just
the 30th up
paper,
in the Village. Yeah. And they're great. Definitely, definitely worth going and checking them out. Yeah.
All right. Bad Dog, everyone. They called John?
Bando! Get out of here, you bloody bad dog!
Man, ripping. What a ripping little band. Bad Dog. Fresh, straight out of West Auckland.
Typical Bad Dog moment when you, like, find your dog, like, getting its head into the dog biscuit sack.
The little shit. No, it's more like the cat biscuits. They're like, oh, you little jerk. This time it's personal.
What I love about that song is, like, it's about, when I actually listen to the lyrics, it's about, like, helping your mates when they're having a shit time. And I love that. I think we can do more of that in times like this. Be writing songs about helping each other out.
Agreed.
It's okay to cry.
That's true, too. Good dog. In fact.
So the Titirangi Festival of Music, Thursday the 28th of March, Friday the 29th of March, and Saturday the 30th of March. Lots of stuff happening, not just music, some yoga, food.
We've got a little arts trail, family fun day where we've got lots of ukuleles are involved. We've got a silent
disco. They love
disco.
Ukuleles out there, out west. Yeah. Massive ukulele fans.
One thing I'm really excited about is the Gitbox Rebellion, the 10 acoustic guitars.
What?
And they're playing in Te Uru. And I'm definitely going to check that out. I was listening to them today.
Powerful chorus.
And I was really into it. 10 acoustic guitars. It was like nothing I had ever heard before. And they play with Nigel Gavin, but also Sam Loveridge. And he's super cool. I met him a couple of weeks ago. And he is just the most beautiful guitar player. So I'm going to check that out.
Sick.
10 guitars. That's a song, isn't it? 10 guitars?
Dance, dance. Dance to my tent. John, can you join me in? No.
I'm not familiar with the song.
Perfect timing. That's great. No, that's good.
Are those lyrics? No.
I don't know.
Back me up, texters. It's definitely, I'm pretty sure I was right on the money there. So I didn't bring it up either.
We just Siri it. You know, you say, Siri, what's a song? And then you sing it.
Oh, wow. Nobody's got time
technology.
For that. Can you actually pull that off? Has anybody done that? Does that work?
Obviously.
I don't know. I haven't tried it. I do it with songs all the time.
Siri. You're talking about Siri, not Shazam?
It's Siri does the same thing as Shazam, but I don't know if she is sophisticated enough to just pick it up from you singing. I know that if you like put
Siri,
it up to a speaker, she
I don't think me and Siri really get on.
I love Siri. Mean?
Yeah, that's okay. I think she's probably got heaps of mates. He's more mates than I do. Like, hey.
I wouldn't say that. Seem like a friendly guy.
Now, Libretta Suede in the Motel 6. Libretta Suede is curating a stage. We've got some Libretta Suede in here. She, of course, has had a long association with BFM. She used to do a show or two up here. And her and Johnny Moondog have got a bloody rockin' band.
Yeah.
What's Libretta curating out there?
And so we have a new store in the village, which is super exciting, the Cockspurs Vintage Store. And they're up by Fairy Flower, if you know where that is in the village. And they have a stage that's going to be going between 3 and 6 on the Saturday. And it's hosted by Libretta. And Libretta Suede and the Motel 6 are going to be playing along with DJ Tito Tuffa, who's going to be doing some old school tunes.
Man.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Very nice. Hey, thank you so much, Georgia, for coming in and telling us all about the Tauranga Festival.
You're very welcome. I'll see you there.
Right on, of course.
If people, is there anywhere that people can get tickets if they want to get tickets for this thing?
Yes, for our main three ticketed events. If you go on our website, if you just type into Google Te Tauranga Festival, it'll pop up. And then just go through our website and you can find on our main page links to get tickets for Sola Rosa, Chai Wā on Thursday. And
I'm excited about Sola Rosa.
Yeah, and Bic Runga. I just did those out of order, but you can see what dates they're on. But I listed them, and that's the important thing.
Right on.
And then you can see all of our free events as well.
Hey, George, cool. Someone's saying you sound really great on the radio. More of a host than a guest, but you do. You have a radio show, don't you?
Tell us
about your radio show. Go on, you might as well plug it.
But it's not on BFM.
No, that's fine.
That's okay.
But people can listen to the podcast when they're at work. I've got a radio show.
That's all good. That's all good.
It's called Kick Arts.
Yep.
It's on a Sunday night on Planet FM. And it's about the arts. So if you have something in the arts that you want to talk about, like theatre or your photography or your, I don't know, your music, then you should go like us on Facebook.
We've got an art show, Art Bank, which is Sunday mornings. So they can do that in the morning and go to Planet FM. I love Planet FM.
That would be great. Come hang out with me.
Thanks so much. It's been such a pleasure.
Thanks so much.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.